All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're tackling something that plagues pretty much all of us at some point. Procrastination. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks? You know that feeling when the deadline looms closer and closer, but you're stuck staring blankly at the screen, scrolling through social media instead of actually getting things done. Yeah, we've all been there. But fear not. We're going to dive into some practical strategies straight from the Stoic playbook to help you conquer procrastination and build that unstoppable momentum you crave. Now, before we jump in, let me ask you this. Why do we procrastinate? Is it laziness? Fear of failure? Perfectionism? Well, sometimes it's a bit of all those things. But Stoicism offers a unique perspective. It teaches us to focus on what we can control, our actions and our reactions, and let go of the things we can't. So, instead of getting bogged down by the why, let's get practical and explore some concrete strategies that will actually make a difference in your daily life. First up, break it down. Ever notice how daunting a big task feels? Like trying to write a novel? Or clean your entire house? It's overwhelming. Stoicism encourages us to divide large goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like building a skyscraper. You don't start by trying to hoist the whole thing up at once, right? You lay down a strong foundation and build one level at a time. Same principle applies here. Break your big tasks into bite-sized chunks that feel achievable. Second, schedule it in. Treat important tasks like appointments you can't miss. Literally block out time in your calendar for focus work. This creates structure and accountability. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, would you? So why treat your own personal goals any differently? Third, remove distractions. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and find a quiet space where you can focus. The Stoics value clarity of mind, and minimizing distractions helps achieve that. Think of it as creating a sanctuary for your productivity. Fourth, start with the hardest thing first. Think of this like tackling the mountain climb before it gets too late in the day. By getting the most challenging task out of the way early on, you free up mental energy and gain momentum for the rest of the day. Plus, there's that feeling of accomplishment that comes with conquering something tough. And finally, practice self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up if you procrastinate occasionally. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about continuous improvement. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through the same struggle. Now, let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I had this massive project do a screenplay, actually. It felt like an insurmountable mountain of words and scenes. But instead of panicking, I remembered these Stoic principles. I broke the script down into manageable scenes, scheduled dedicated writing time, eliminated distractions, tackled the most challenging scenes first, and most importantly, practiced self-compassion when I inevitably got sidetracked. And guess what? I finished the screenplay. So, there you have it, some practical strategies for overcoming procrastination straight from the Stoic playbook. Remember, focus on what you can control, your actions, your reactions, and your mindset. Break down big tasks, schedule them in, eliminate distractions, start with the hardest thing first, and practice self-compassion along the way. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest procrastination trigger? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media using #EverydayStoicism. Let's build a community of support and encouragement as we strive for progress, not perfection. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with practical wisdom for navigating the ups and downs of everyday life. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.